share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A woman in India tried to petition for legal action and get an arrest warrant issued against Prince Harry for allegedly promising to marry her and later backing out. According to a report by DNA India, the petitioner claimed to have exchanged emails with Prince Harry. The Punjab and Haryana High Court in India said someone was likely operating out of a cyber cafe of a village in the northern Punjab state, looking for greener pastures for himself. The report stated that she was even in touch with Prince Charles, Harry's father, and had informed him of their pending nuptials. Notably, the petitioner, Palwinder Singh, who is an advocate, confirmed that she has never traveled to the United Kingdom, nor met either individuals in real life when asked during the court's query. Chief Justice of Punjab and Haryana High Court, Mr. Justice Krishna Murari, administering the oath of office to Mr. Justice Arvind Singh Sangwan as judge of the Punjab and Haryana High Court in Chandigarh. The plea, which was dismissed by Justice Arvind Singh Sangwan, was even termed as just a daydreamer's fantasy about marrying Prince Harry. Additionally, the document itself was very poorly drafted. Not only were there linguistic blunders, but it lacked the most basic knowledge of pleadings, reported India.com. PNH High Court dismisses a plea seeking action against Prince Harry for failing to keep his alleged promise to marry the petitioner. The court describes the petition as a daydreamer's fantasy. pic.twitter.com/fkwj65pr1c. The leaflet, at the leaflet underscore in, April 13, 2021. The court noted that it was a well-known fact that phony profiles are made on various social media websites, and the authenticity of such conversations cannot be relied upon by this court. On the face of it, the case seems to be that of a catfishing scam. Finding no ground to entertain the petition and saying that the court can only show its sympathy for the petitioner that she has believed such fake conversation to be true, Justice Sangwan concluded. This is why background checks are always necessary. What do you guys think about this? Also read. Japanese man impersonates a woman on YouTube to fund his dog's cancer bills. Source. Vanity Fair source. The news source. Tatkal News. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.